So my project is a book about accessibility and education for blind and visually impaired students, and it has three sections. So the first section is for teachers and SNAs and gives helpful tips on how to include a visually impaired child in a classroom and how to make a school more accessible to a visually impaired or blind student. And then the second section is for VI and blind students. Because as a visually impaired student, it's very hard to find all the necessary information and resources you need so that you can have an equal education to your fully sighted peers. So my book puts all these resources and information together through my own experience. And then the third section is optional, and it's section two in Braille.
Brilliant, fantastic. And you mentioned you're visually impaired yourself as well. Is that kind of where the idea came from, I suppose, and kind of what inspired you to take on this project?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I guess kind of growing up, it was hard to find all of the information you need, like put it all together. And there is really great resources out there, but I kind of just wanted to give back as well and kind of just help kind of the younger kids. Because like if there had been something like this when I was younger, I would have definitely have benefited from it.
Okay, that's brilliant. Fair play to you. It's really good. And it's great, I can imagine, to be able to use your own experience because, obviously, as someone that lives it every day, it's great to be able to kind of, I suppose, understand maybe what's missing and then to put it into action, I suppose, just to help other people be a little bit more educated as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, you definitely find in schools, like, I was the first visually impaired child in my preschool, and then in my primary school, and then in my secondary school. And teachers, like, they want to learn more, and the SNAs, they all want to learn, and they all want to have all the information, but they just don't really know how to get it.
And can you give me an example maybe of what's in the booklet for teachers and SNAs maybe? Just I know you can't tell me everything that's in it obviously, but just a snippet maybe of what's in it that might make them, I suppose, understand a little bit more and make life easier for everyone.
Well, like, I guess I talk a lot about in the book about making a school more accessible. Like, I found, like, even in my primary school, they had these big double doors throughout the hallway. And what the school used to do is they used to put a strip of coloured tape onto the doors so that I could see them, or having that on slopes or stairs and stuff. And then I guess for a classroom, it's really just to be more mindful of the student. And it depends really on the student which works best for the child. But like even with me, I find like even with handouts or like the PowerPoints on the board, like sending them directly to me can make my life a lot easier.
That's fantastic. And you obviously were really successful at the Student Enterprise Awards, which is brilliant as well. How did you feel, I suppose, to win your category?
Well, I didn't expect to win anything. So when they called out my name, not once but twice, I was like, oh my God, I didn't expect it at all.
Fantastic. And it must have felt great because obviously it was a lovely surprise, I can imagine, when you weren't expecting it, but lovely to think that all your hard work and your effort was recognised.
Yeah, because like I guess I always wanted to do it just to kind of give back and to help people, and I never thought it would be this successful, so it was great, yeah.
Brilliant. And what kind of feedback did you get from the judges on the day?
Well, they were very interested in the like my project and the book and stuff. And when you go into like the Dragon's Den, they ask you all the questions. They had a lot of questions. And I guess kind of it's nice to see that, like having that they have so many questions, because people, they want to learn more. And it's very good to be kind of be able to kind of have the answers and stuff. And like I had lots of people coming up to my table, and we had people trying canes and trying Braille and trying different sports aids and reading with magnifiers and stuff. And it was really funny kind of to see them all trying it and going, oh my God, this gave me such an insight into what it's like for a visually impaired person in their daily life.
It's brilliant and it's a fantastic tool to have, and it's a great business idea you came up with. But it must be lovely from a personal point of view as well to see that people are actually getting an insight into what life is like for yourself and for many other people as well.
Definitely, yeah, because like I find that it's hard sometimes to describe my visual impairment to people, because mine like changes day to day, and it's really hard to describe. And like kind of having people to know an insight into it just makes my life so much easier, because like they're just more conscious of it then.
And I know you're going on now, aren't you, Katie, to the national finals as well? So they're in May, I think. So how are you feeling ahead of those?
A little bit nervous, but yeah, a little bit nervous, but I'm excited for it as well. Oh, well, obviously, I hope I win. But it's a great day. Like, even inside an MTU, it was a great day out and it was a great experience. So.
And it's a great platform, as well, as you said, to just, I suppose, show people what's possible and what's, you know, able to make life easier for people as well. So to do it at the Kerry stage is brilliant, but it's great to move it on to a national level now as well, and hopefully, you know, make people more aware at that level as well.
Yeah, because, like, we are a little bit behind in accessibility as a country. Like, we are, like, really ahead, but, like, also compared to other countries, we're a small bit behind. And kind of, I guess, people having a better insight into how, like, small things that fully sighted people take no notice of, how that affects a visually impaired person in their everyday life, and how that small changes can make a huge difference.
And in terms of the business side of it as well, I suppose, obviously, this is, you know, coming up with an idea, setting up a business and taking it to the next level. How did you find that whole process? Was it kind of what you expected or a bit different maybe?
Well, it was a little bit challenging at first, but I definitely enjoyed doing it. Like, I guess from an advertisement point of view, like, as I've said to many people, I decided not to make my own social media account because of reasons like that. When a visually impaired person and their family want good first-hand information, they'll go to the charities. So the charities advertise my product for me. And I guess kind of at first it was hard to get the word out there, but we had a period with before at MTU, there was orders flying in like mad. So like, I guess as well, I better say, if anyone wants one, let me know. I still have loads left.
I was going to ask you that as well. So if anyone's listening and they're thinking this is something they really want to get their hands on, how can they get it? Can they contact you or is it through the charities?
Well, you can contact me through my email, which is katiemaywalsh@gmail.com. And just send me an email. And then, like, if you want to meet in person and pay by cash, I've done that before. Or if you want to pay through Revolut, we can do that as well.
Brilliant. And it's a great opportunity for people because this is, you know, it's not just for schools and stuff as well. I suppose it can help other people, you know, in other areas as well, whether it be maybe a workplace or something that has someone with a visual impairment working there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because like even the stuff in it could help people with other disabilities. Mm-hmm. And like it definitely goes past education. Like it's just in complete everyday life, just like small things. And like even I was talking in different primary schools to different classes and stuff, because a lot of primary schools bought the book. Mm-hmm. And it was just great to see kind of the younger generation, and they were all getting so much kind of insight into it. And now that they know that that can be something they're more aware of, like when they go into like secondary school and stuff. Yeah.
And you're obviously past the county finals now, and as you said, going to the nationals. Do you need to do anything in the meantime, I suppose, to tweak it, or is it kind of done now and you're just waiting for the national finals to come and, I suppose, get more sales in between?
Well, I definitely could probably just get more sales. Yeah. And like I'm still going around to different primary schools. So like kind of just more, I need to continue with the advertisement of the book and just really getting sales and stuff.
Brilliant. Well, the very best of luck and thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
I also chatted to Mairead Carden, who is principal of Castle Island Community College, and she spoke to me about Katie's achievements as well as the benefits that a competition like the Kerry Student Enterprise Awards can have on young budding entrepreneurs.
The school would have a strong history of success in the Student Enterprise Awards, both at, I suppose, county level, but also at national level. We had a student last year who won a category at national level. And equally, even though we had another group last week at the Student Enterprise, mm-hmm. who were unfortunate not to be placed, they were in the senior category, some of our TY students. They came up with a very good business model. And I suppose it's students getting hands-on experience of what it's like to run a real business, from kind of generating an idea to finance production, marketing and sales. And I suppose they see the full life cycle of business far beyond what can be learnt in textbooks. And it also gives them a chance to, I suppose, develop their confidence and communication skills, because they're not just dealing with their teacher, they're dealing with the local enterprise office, they're dealing with their mentors, they're engaging with the community. So its benefits are far reaching and very, very wide. And it's a great initiative. And we're very thankful to our teachers in the school, to Miss Cullity and also to Miss Donovan, who have worked with the students this year. And also we have another teacher, Miss Leahy, who's worked in previous years with students for the Student Enterprise, because they do need their mentor. And like that, we're very, very lucky to have, you know, staff and teachers who are willing to get involved. And even like Katie's idea stemmed from a conversation with one of her SNAs in school, and I think they kind of really planted the seed. So it's not just, I suppose, the student and the mentor, you know, the wider school is very proud of the achievement. Yeah. And we look forward to seeing how she'll get on at the national finals, and I'd be very hopeful for her. And look, whatever the outcome, she has done her school community, her family and herself so, so proud. We're very, very proud of her.